Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Tokyo time from Anything But Footy, bringing you the latest from Japan. It's always one of the most hotly anticipated moments in the build-up to any Olympic Games. It's the announcement of who will carry the Union flag and lead the delegation into the opening ceremony.
Olympic champions Hannah Mills and Mo Sabihi have been picked by Team GB. Mills, a British sailor and anti-plastic campaigner, competing in her third Olympics on the waters of Tokyo. Mo Sabihi is the only remaining gold medalist in the men's eight that won the rowing in Rio 5 years ago. He's the first Muslim flag carrier for Team GB, as a man and woman are allowed to carry it together for the first time.
Well, Mo, congratulations to you. What does it mean to be selected to be the flag bearer for this Olympic Games?
Oh, it means you're the lucky person that has been chosen to represent the team at the one of the biggest moments of the Olympic Games. Everybody remembers the opening ceremony of London. People remember the opening ceremony of Beijing. And people remember those iconic moments of everybody's flag bearers walking out into the stadium. And I, hopefully I'm not going to baby all up and be topless like the Tongan was in Rio, but hopefully my moment is just as iconic.
Is it a huge honour for you?
Oh, it's probably one of the biggest honours ever. There are not many things that compare as an athlete, especially as a rower, to walk in the footsteps of greats, to have been lucky to have been a part of the Cotsis 4 story. Those are moments that 18 years ago when I started in this sport, I never even considered I would get there. I was a little bit like a rabbit in a headlight. But here I am now, and I've been very lucky when you compare that there have been some fantastic rowers that have preceded me in the last 12 years that have been incredibly successful, and Catherine Granger being one of them that, you know, never was able to be considered because of the competition schedule. And to be here now in this situation is amazing, an honour, privilege. I'm incredibly proud. I still don't believe it's happening.
How will you and Hannah work it? Is it a flag each, and will it be arm outstretched?
Whenever I am holding a flag, I will attempt to be arm outstretched. I'll keep my eye on the big screen just in case that when there are moments where I might dip off camera, that I might just rest up. But I actually don't know how it's going to work between Hannah and I. I don't know whether we get a flag each or whether we'll share a flag. But it's amazing that there is equal representation for the first time. And it's amazing to be able to walk the opening ceremony with somebody that's so passionate about sustainability and the environment, and to have somebody of my faith within that as a package, I think is great to show the the representation of what Team GB is about. We're not robots. We are different. Everybody has different passions in and outside of their own sports. And yeah, to be a part of that little journey for this Olympic Games is, yeah, I need another word than honour, because it's that.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. We will let you get on because I know lots of people want to speak to you. And hey, enjoy that ceremony.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations. How did you find out?
Well, I got asked about 5 days ago if I'd consider the possibility and that I'd be going on a shortlist. And then yesterday, Mark England, the chef de mission, came to where we're staying and sat all the sailors down and sort of gave us a really cool, inspiring talk. And then at the end, just tagged on that this is going to happen. And I like when I got asked, I was like, wow, I can't believe I've even been asked. But thinking there's no way, you know, there's so many other incredible athletes that deserve it as well. And yeah, that was it. And just blown away, completely blown away.
I know in the past when we've spoken, you said you first got hooked on Team GB in 96 in Atlanta. Then you became part of it. Now you're leading it. What a fantastic honour for you.
Yeah, that's actually mad when you say it like that, isn't it? Jeez. Yeah, I mean, obviously my first games in London was unbelievably special, being a home games. And I was there at the opening ceremony with Sir Chris Hoy carrying the flag. Yeah, it's just, it just seems mad. I can't really sort of comprehend what's happened.
Can you sum up what kind of honour it is to lead a nation out at an Olympic Games?
I mean, I guess for me, it's amazing to be recognised for my sailing achievements, but also for the environmental work I've been doing. And that's really special. But for this Olympics, with the challenges that the world's faced the last 18 months, it's such a sort of beacon of hope, I guess, and humankind coming back together. The whole world is watching and sort of being inspired and motivated. And yeah, I guess it just feels incredibly lucky to be able to lead the team. And I guess for people back home to see me doing that, and friends and family and anyone who knows me, and to make people happy and proud is a very privileged position to be in.
So when you were age 7 on holiday in Cornwall, watching your brothers on that sailing course that you weren't allowed on because you were too young, did you ever imagine one day you would be leading something called the Big Plastic Pledge? And then in tandem, you'd be leading Team GB out in the opening ceremony?
No, definitely not. I think back then I didn't even sort of understand what sports were in the Olympics. So no, I mean, it was, yeah, miles from my mind. Yeah, it's honestly, it's crazy.
And just final one, obviously this is a huge honour, but then you have to turn your attention to competition. Is that going to be a difficult gear change for you? Have you started to think about that? Have people been talking to you about that as well?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've been out in Japan now for 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks tomorrow. So we've had quite a good preparation time. And for me, the opening ceremony is always the kind of switch of, right, it's game time and you're flicking into competition mode. So yeah, it'll be the same this time, absolutely. And we've got a good 4 days after the opening ceremony until we start. So I feel like that's enough time to get mentally in the right place.
How are you going to hold this flag?
It's a good question. We've just been told that there's one flag and there's two of us, and one of us is 5'2" and the other one's 6'8". So yeah, it's going to be quite the challenge, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Well, have an amazing night and congratulations again on a wonderful achievement. And thanks for chatting.
Perfect. Thanks, Michael.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.